poll, 63% believe the Biden administration botched the Afghanistan withdrawal. By Jacob Bliss on September 7, 2021. The latest Golden/Tip poll shows that nearly two-thirds, 63%, of Americans believe the Biden administration's way of withdrawing from Afghanistan was a mistake. Biden's botched withdrawal ended with the deaths of 13 U.S. service members and many wounded, along with hundreds of Americans still trapped in the Taliban-controlled country. The poll asked respondents, please indicate the extent to which you agree or disagree with the statement. The way the Biden administration executed the withdrawal from Afghanistan was a mistake. The nearly two-thirds of Americans broken down shows 41% agree strongly, 23% agree somewhat, 14% disagree somewhat, 14% disagree strongly, and 9% were not sure. Golden/Tip collected their data for the poll between September 1 and 3 online, asking 1,300 Americans. Biden, when addressing the nation for the first time after the deadly withdrawal, touted that 90% of the U.S. citizens and Afghan allies were able to be taken out of the country, while also announcing to the world that 10% of the Americans his administration intended to get out were still trapped. Additionally, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in the past, has also been unable to give an exact number of Americans left in the county. We believe there are still a small number of Americans, under 200 and likely closer to 100, who remain in Afghanistan and want to leave, the secretary said, trying to explain the number of Americans they believe are still stranded in the county. The poll also noted that Biden promised the withdrawal would be safe, which was far from true. The events proved that the Biden administration had underestimated the task and did not anticipate worst-case scenarios. In addition to the administration not being able to regain any control on the ground in Afghanistan due to the events moving quickly, it was not what one would expect of the world's superpower. 20 years of hard work evaporated in 20 hours. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter @JacobBliss.